standing after the rukuk. When you do this, you say, سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ. Now this is the one position in prayer which you do not say Allahu Akbar. When you're moving, you say, سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ. Now again, what did we say? Number one, the most important thing is when you stand up, make sure you let your body come to calmness and stillness. Prophet said in a hadith, لَا يَنْظُرُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ إِلَى صَلَاةِ عَبْدٍ لَا يُقِيمُ صُلْبَهُ بَيْنَ رُكُوعِهَا وَسُجُودِهَا. Allah Azza wa Jal does not look to the salah of someone who between its ruku' and sujood, he doesn't make his back straight. Allah won't even look at your prayer. So you stand up, and you stand, and you come still. Don't go down without coming still first. To have khushu', brothers and sisters, we have to focus and slow down. So what happens? Number one, what does سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ mean? What does سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ mean? We say, look, what's translated here is, may Allah answer he who praises him. But we know that سَمِعَ means what? To hear. Now, I'm a Desi, so I could get away with saying this. Desis, we have a problem. We always say سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ with a ya. There is no word in the Arabic language سَمِعَ. There's none. Doesn't exist. Not found. Sorry. Repeat your search. So, but we say سَمِعَ all the time. I know it's hard. The عين, the letter عين in Arabic is hard. It's in the throat. It's hard to pronounce. But try at least. سَمِعَ, practice is. And I'm telling you, people are shy to stutter with tajweed. I'm telling you, Allah loves it. Don't feel shy. You know the Prophet says, الَّذِي يَقْرَأُ الْقُرْآنَ وَهُوَ مَاهِرٌ بِهِ. The one who recites the Qur'an and recites it properly, مَعَ السَّفَرَةِ الْكِرَامِ الْبَرَرَةِ. He's in the companionship of the noble, obedient angels. So don't feel shy to make mistakes. It's the path to learning recitation properly. And if you're struggling, what does the Prophet say? If you struggle to recite, فَلَهُ أَجْرًا. You get double the reward. So say, let's try to say the عين, سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ. That's important. Now, what does it mean? We said سَمِعَ means hear. So why do we translate it as may Allah answer? Now number one, you notice it says may Allah. It's a dua. But when this سَمِعَ is a past tense verb. Are we saying Allah heard the one who praised him? Or maybe Allah answered the one who praised him? Or are we saying may Allah answer the one who praises him? Why are we saying translate as a dua? You know, if I say to you, جَزَاكَ khayr, is that a dua? It's a dua. May Allah grant you goodness. Jaza is a past tense verb. If I say barakallahu feek, may Allah bless you. Baraka is a past tense verb. So why is it translated as a dua? Because this is a usloob, this is a way in which you can make a dua by saying a past tense verb. For example, hafidhakallah, akramakallah, hayyakumallah. These are all verbs. So this is a dua that we say. It's not Allah heard the one who praised him. It's Allah. May Allah. Now it's not heard but answered. Why? Because if the word sami'a comes with the harf lam, then the meaning goes from here to answer. And we say, سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ, to the one who praises him. So we say, may Allah answer the one who praises him. Now when we say this, what would we want to say in response right away? We want to praise Allah. We talk about interacting with what we're saying in the Qur'an and the Salah. May Allah answer the one who praises him. So now you want to immediately praise Allah. So you can say one of four things. You can say, Allah. So this, what this is اللهم ربنا ولك الحمد. طيب, what's in the brackets is optional. So you have four options. You could say the whole thing, اللهم ربنا ولك الحمد. Or you could say the first and leave out the second, اللهم ربنا لك الحمد. Or you could say, you could leave out both and say ربنا لك الحمد. Or you could leave out اللهم and say ربنا ولك الحمد. All four are authentically narrated. You can do anywhere you wish. Now what's not authentically narrated is to say والشكر. People say رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ وَالشُّكْرُ. That's not authentically narrated, so avoid that. Now, you say this, O Allah, our Lord, and for you is all the praise. Then you could also say حَمْدًا كَثِيرًا طَيِّبًا مُبَارَكًا فِيهِ, an abundant, beautiful, blessed praise. And this is all in your handouts. An abundant, beautiful, blessed praise. Now, what's amazing is this. The Prophet says in a hadith Sahih Bukhari, he says that he was praying, the narration says that he was praying. The Sahaba say, we're praying behind the Prophet. And when the Prophet ﷺ said, سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ, a man behind him said, رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدِ. This part from here, رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدِ. Then he said, حَمْدًا كَثِيرًا طَيِّبًا مُبَارَكًا فِيهِ. After this, The hadith says, this is Bukhari, فَلَمَّا انصرف قال مَنِ الْمُتَكَلِّمُ. The Prophet said, who spoke those words? So the man said, أَنَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. He said, أَنَا, I did. So Prophet said, رَأَيْتُ بِضْعَةً وَثَلَاثِينَ مَلَكًا يَبْتَدِرُونَهَا أَيُّهُمْ يَكْتُبُهَا أَوَّلًا. He says, I saw with my own eyes 30-something angels running to you. 30-something angels coming to this man to be in his presence. Who will write down what he said first and take it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Can you imagine if you, but you have to say it with khushu'? You can't just, alhamdulillah. You mean it with your full heart. Allah to you is a full praise, a blessed praise, an abundant praise. Imagine 30 angels come running to you, even if I'm a sinner, even if you're a sinner, angels come rushing to you and write down what you say. Ya Allah, 30-something angels. Another hadith, Prophet says, in Muslim, Sahih Muslim, in a similar narration, he says, a man came to the prayer and he kind of came rushing in. And so the Prophet said, Sami Allahu Hamida, he says, Alhamdulillah, hamdan kathiran tayyiban barakan fee. After the prayer ended, the Prophet said, Man al-mutakallim bil-kalimat, who said those words? And the man this time thought he was in trouble. So he kept quiet. The Prophet, after prayer, he turns around to the Jama'ah, he says, who said that? Wasn't me. Then the Prophet says, look, you're not in trouble, don't worry. You didn't say anything wrong, who said it? So the man said, I did, Ya Rasulullah. The Prophet said, لَقَدْ رَأَيْتُ إِثْنَا عَشَرَ مَلَكًا يَبْتَدِرُونَهَا أَيُّهُمْ يَرُفَعُهَا. So I saw 12 angels rushing to you, who is going to take it up to Allah first? Who's going to take it up first? Sahih Muslim. So now when you pray, and you say this word, رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدِ حَمْدًا كَثِيرًا طَيِّبًا مُبَارَكًا فِيهِ, and you say it with an attentive heart, imagine, there are 30 angels racing, not just coming, racing with one another. Who is going to write it down first? Subhanallah. Now you want to immediately want to say, Rabbana wa lakal hamd. You can also say after that, Min as-samawat wa min al-ard wa ma baynahuma wa min ama shi'ta min shay'in ba'd. Which means, what means to you is a praise that will fill the heavens and the earth and all between them and all that you will besides them. Now, brothers and sisters, if we know, we just said, we made a dua, may Allah answer the one who praised him. Wouldn't you want to praise Allah as much as possible? Absolutely. So you want to memorize all three of these so you can praise Allah with the way the Prophet taught us, the most lengthy way the Prophet taught us to praise Allah in this position of prayer. So memorize this. Again, it's in the handout if you need to memorize it. Now, before we conclude, is the Prophet said in hadith in Sahih Bukhari, what is wrong with the people who raise their gaze to the sky while in prayer? He says, they will indeed stop this, meaning you better stop this, otherwise their sight will be snatched away from them. What happens when there's a common mistake? When people come out from rukuk, they're in rukuk. And by the way, before we end, just like Surah Fatiha, we say, Alhamdulillah, Ya Rabbil Alameen. We praise Allah. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Maliki, Yawm al-Din. Then after we praise Allah, then what do? We ask Allah for guidance. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Just like that, in this, we find the same thing. We stand up from ruku', we say, Rabbana, we praise Allah, Rabbana wa lakal hamd. And then when we go into sujood, it's the time for dua. Just like salah, just like Fatiha, the symmetry between salah is amazing. Absolutely incredible. Subhanallah.